Hi!
Welcome back to 30 Dirty and Dying!
It's a new season.
New year.
New, not new me.
No, we're the same. Maybe worse.
Probably worse.
I'm worse today, I gotta tell you. So how's it been? I'm Clarissa, you're Courtney.
Yeah, I'm Courtney, you're Clarissa.
Yep, we're here. Back for season 7, I can hardly believe it.
It feels like yesterday, we were just starting.
Yeah, talking about, hey, you think we should make a podcast?
And we're just like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Thinking. I'm surprised.
So yesterday.
I was thinking about the other day, and I was like, I can't believe we're on season 7. Mm-hmm. We've been doing this for a couple of years. And also, like, I'm surprised we lasted 7 seasons. I'm surprised we lasted 7 minutes. I literally, you know, because when you're first starting something like this, it's like, well, maybe we'll just get our sillies out for a minute, and then it'll be over.
We got big dreams. Big dreams, lots of big dreams, things I wanna do someday, do. That's for Sissy.
Okay.
It was her 5th grade graduation song.
Actually, you've told me this.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing this too long. Anyways, like we said, I'm Clarissa.
Like we said, I'm Clarissa. I'm Courtney.
And we're excited to be back for another season of your favorite millennial podcast, or soon to be favorite millennial podcast. And I think, I haven't discussed this with Courtney at all. I'm doing this live.
Okay, cool.
I think this will be the season of bringing back the faves.
Okay.
Because, like, last season we said season of the brackets.
Yeah, we bracketed that season.
And we made it happen.
What if we bracket our favorite episodes?
I think we could. I'm not saying it has to be, we're not redoing everything, every episode. Like, right. It won't always be a redo. But I just think, you know.
Are you going to make me watch Twilight again?
Maybe. I haven't thought about that.
Because isn't that, like, one of our most, like, listened to episodes?
It's one of my most listened to episodes. I listen to it a lot. But no, I just think it should be not necessarily always repeating or doing, like, part whatever, but I think we deserve to enjoy ourselves. I think we've been around the block a few times, 7 seasons.
I'm just Jenny from the block.
Yeah, I used to have a little, now we have a lot of episodes. And I think our goal for this season should be just enjoying our fave things. Fave episodes from days past, content that is about our favorite things, what we love about our 30 journey thus far.
I love that.
I do too. I'm glad you do, because like I said, we did not discuss this. Just thinking about it the other day and was like, that'll be a good theme.
Yeah.
So that's our theme for this season, guys.
Fave things.
And you're our fave things.
And we're glad you're my fave thing.
You're my fave thing. I love your dress, too.
Oh, thank you. It's from Walmart. It's $3.
She's wearing, like, a green velvet dress. It's very, like, Slytherin.
Oh, except for I'm a Hufflepuff.
I know, but you married a Slytherin, so.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I practically married 2 Slytherins, let's be honest.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Mike is a Death Eater.
I think he says he's a Ravenclaw.
He's not.
Or he's Gryffindor. I don't know.
No! The only Gryffindor thing about him is that he's so loud and abrasive.
He's not even.
Like, with his opinions, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Not like he's loud and mean, but like his opinions, he's got a lot of them. And Gryffindors have a lot of them and think that they're right about all of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what I mean. No disrespect. Just.
Maybe he's a Slythergriff.
He's a Slytherin. He's probably dropped out to pursue evil full time. I love Mike. I'm just fucking with him. I don't know.
It's not like he's listening.
Yeah, it's easy because he's not here. I like to bully him behind his back.
But also to his face.
Yep, that too. Welcome back to the show. So for our first episode of our season of favorite things, we are bringing back a favorite from the past. Way from the past, Courtney, right?
Yes.
What is it?
What's the word?
The episode is Courtney doesn't know what we're doing, which is our favorite thing. No, so back in season 1.
Oh, I know the word now.
The word of the day is...
Conspiracy!
Conspiracy theories.
No, this is my favorite thing. I like to do research.
She does, and you're so good at
it. I'm a research gal.
You really are, mm-hmm. And you're really good at it. And Thank you. It always works out that when you say you want to do an episode of research type thing, mm-hmm. So you can let that shine, my brain turns into soup. Every time we do one of these episodes. So I'm really just like the peanut gallery over here. I've got a few contributions, but just like when we did our millennial conspiracy theories way back in season 1, Courtney is the professor.
I wanted to bring it back. There have been many a time with my brain that I have I went down the rabbit hole and I'm like, you know what? That does sound like that could happen.
A little bit on the same vibe. I've been seeing a meme going around kind of recently, which probably means that it went around like 6 months ago and I'm just up on it. But it's like, says I'm going to go to sleep 4 hours later. Now let's solve the JonBenet Ramsey case. Is exactly what I do. Like, I always say I go to bed at like 8 or 9, but mm-hmm. I don't go to sleep until probably 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I just sit there and research the weirdest shit. Usually crimes or historical things, but occasionally rabbit hole, and I will just fall in it.
I watched like an hour long YouTube video about the world being flat.
No.
And I'm like, well, no, I don't believe it. I obviously, God. I'm not that crazy. But like they had like some solid stuff, and I'm like, no, Courtney, stop watching this. Like, I sat there and I'm just like, No.
You know what, though? Honestly, I feel like it lends itself, like what you're saying, to what we said when we did our first conspiracy theory episode way back when, which, like, conspiracy theories obviously have always been around, but there is something about the age of the internet and growing up as millennials and zillennials and even Gen Z of, like, when the internet was burgeoning and people could just, like, put all of that stuff that was just sort of talked about word of mouth on the internet mm-hmm. and it gained rapid fire, like, you know, Tumblr, Reddit, etc. Oh, yeah. You know, so there is something kind of special about the age of the internet conspiracy theories that you can make a really solid case on one big giant blog and lay it out to seem very official.
Yeah.
And it can really be compelling. No matter what you're saying. But a quick disclaimer that you also reminded me of by saying that bullshit about the earth being flat. We are not talking about, like, serious conspiracy theories.
No, absolutely not.
We didn't last time either. We keep it strictly fun, strictly millennial pop culture vibes, and a few other special interest topics. We're not talking about anything like politics or like serious historical shit.
Yeah, I tried when I was looking through a couple things that I was like, oh, this is interesting. But then I realized how political it got. I'm like, I don't really want to do it anymore.
Yeah, we don't. That's not what we're doing here. That's not what we're here to do. We're here to have fun with it, with conspiracy theories. That's why we call them the millennial conspiracy theories. They're just fun. If you're looking for intense tinfoil hat conspiracy theory content, I'm sure there's a place for you.
But this isn't it.
This isn't it. You can stay.
Oh, please stay.
But just
please
be aware.
That this is not.
No, it's not going to be that. And if you're like, your arguments were not very compelling. Yeah, no fucking duh, Brad. We're just having a good old time, okay?
Yeah, and these aren't mine. Like, I just.
Yeah, we didn't come up with the evidence.
Yeah, there's no evidence that I have. There are no scholarly articles. Actually, I did find a scholarly article. So I lied. There is a single scholarly article that I have, and I have linked it, so I can go to it if I really wanted to.
So we're gonna, like, obviously talk about what goes into some of these theories, what evidence is compelling to us or just interesting, but mainly we're just gonna talk about them and talk about what we think and why we're entertained by them.
Yeah.
So, you know, cool your jets. We're starting off with our favorite things. This is one of our favorite things to do, but that's how we do it. We don't get...
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it. So yeah, that's what we're going to do today. I'm excited. I have a few things to contribute, like I said, but this is mostly Courtney just misfrizzling the shit out of us.
Let's get on the bus.
Let's get on the bus. But first, the bus has to make a stop.
Back in time. All right.
I'm so excited to be back in time. Can I just really quick? I should have said this in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to be back podcasting with you.
Me too. We, like, we had a break.
Yeah.
But we also had a break.
Yeah.
We were on a break.
We were on a break. I mean, we saw each other.
Yeah, we,
as
we went and saw Nosferatu.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still thinking about it.
I'm having nightmares, dreams. I don't know. I'll never be the same.
I don't know what to think.
Not good things. Not all bad things. Not all bad good things. Just all things.
Like, in general, movie-wise, production-wise, great.
Yes. But also...
artistic, wonderful.
Yes.
Looks great. Costume design.
Yeah.
Acting.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Clearly a well-done movie.
Yeah.
I just... it was disturbing. And, like, I watch a lot of disturbing shit. Like, I'm a disturbed bitch. And I was still like, I don't want to do this. There were times I was like, I want to go home. But then there were times I was, like, rooting for it as if it were some sort of love story. And I was like, this...
Like, when they're face-to-face?
That alone, like, fucked me up. Because I was like, why am I doing this?
Why aren't you guys kissing yet?
But then I was like, why do I want you to kiss?
Yeah.
Like, this is... It was something else. So we had a lot of friendship time.
Uh-huh.
We hung out. But we really took a big old podcasting break. So I'm excited to be back. And I'm honestly surprised that I'm excited to be back. Not because I hate the podcast, but because I'm not excited for much the last few weeks.
Yeah.
First couple weeks of 2025 have been a little...
Great already.
Yeah, just a little wild for me in particular and just in general. Nothing feels real. Conspiracy theory.
Time is a construct. Nothing makes sense. Nothing is real.
I've just kind of been in a daze.
The points don't matter.
Weeks on at this point. I don't know if it's depression. I don't know if it's just what's happening.
There's a lot of stuff happening.
Yeah. So I think we should continue our trip back in time. I just wanted to highlight how important it was to take a trip back in time at a time like this.
Yeah, let's go 2003.
I love 2003.
I found an article and I just want to say the first sentence.
Okay. Go off.
Pop culture happenings from year 2003. Members of our new class of 2025 were born.
I want to be dead.
So people born in 2003, graduating college, 2025, this year.
I mean, congrats.
I was 12.
Oh, the days of our lives. That's how much time there's been.
They're 22. I'm feeling 22.
I'm not feeling 22. I'm barely feeling 30, which is what we are. It was the whole show.
I'm feeling way older than 30.
I'm feeling 67 at least.
69.
Not even that fun. My mom died when she was 69.
Honestly, it's a way to go.
Yeah.
I want it in my living will that someone needs to kill me by 69.
Okay, I'll do it.
Cool.
Just tell Mike, okay? Because I don't want to be prosecuted.
No, he'll be like, it's fine.
I got you.
I've been wanting for 45 years.
I did my waiting. 12 years of it. In Azkaban.
Mars makes its closest approach to Earth in nearly 60,000 years. Arnold Schwarzenegger is inaugurated as governor in California.
Wow. I'll be back. A look back at life in 2003.
Okay.
This is from Syracuse University.
Cool.
And it's kind of taking some things that are pretty commonplace today and saying how, if they existed at all, back then.
Okay.
Social media was in its infancy.
Mm-hmm. Was MySpace out in
2003? No.
I forgot when it came out.
I don't know. I guess it could have been out, but it says it was the largest social media network in the world from 2005 to 2008. So, it had just been invented, but it wasn't...
Gotcha.
Nobody was really using it yet. Facebook didn't come on the scene until 2004.
Yeah.
So, there was literally, like, nothing.
And when Facebook was first created, it was just for college students.
Yep.
Like, you had to have, like, a .edu email in order to even sign up for it. Because I remember my sister...
Yeah.
Because she was in college, and she signed up for it. And then, like, a year later... It opened to the public.
The masses.
And then I signed up for one.
Well, I like the heading of this one. We were all about that T9 life.
I still can do it.
I can still do it. I tested myself out the other day, and I can still T9.
I'm proud of you.
Me too.
People that might not be of age listening to this will not know what that means.
I mean, you can Google it.
Yeah, T9.
It's what gave me most of the arthritis in my thumbs.
Yeah. I was so fast, man. Fast as fuck, boy.
Streaming music was not a thing.
Yeah, streaming music was not a thing.
Let's see. Top albums of 2003, which included Get Rich or Die Tryin' by 50 Cent, John Mayer's Heavier Things, or the Bad Boys 2 soundtrack, you would have to hit the local music store, like FYE or Sam Goody, and buy the CD.
Well, speaking of 2003 and music, Apple's iTunes music store opened.
Oh, shit.
Selling 1 million songs in its first week.
Wow. See, this says that Apple Music, like Apple Music as a streaming, didn't even come out until 2015.
Well, maybe it was Apple. It was probably Apple Music purchasing albums.
I think it's like how they have Apple Music as a streaming thing right now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure iTunes was out, but it's saying like, because YouTube didn't launch until 2005. Spotify followed in 2006. Yeah. Let me find some books that came out in 2003. Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of that.
Can I tell you?
Tell me whatever the fuck you want.
Well, not 2003, but books related real quick.
Yeah, of course.
You should be proud of me. I read 3 books on Saturday.
Wow!
Well, so, like, I had one, like, a little over halfway done. Okay. So I finished that one.
Okay.
And then I had a physical book that I remembered I started reading, but that I never finished. Okay. So I finished the physical book.
Okay.
And then I started one and finished one at, like, well, technically it was, like, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, whatever.
The next day. But, same, yeah, vibes. So, like, and I also want to point out that I read 3 non-smutty books in a row. I mean, 2 of them were about suicide.
Yeah, well, you know.
I cried.
I mean, that's good, probably, that you cried.
But I was also listening to 21 Pilots while I was reading that book, and it just made it so much worse.
Yeah, that'll do it to you.
That'll do, pig. That'll do.
I just finished a great fucking book, like, last night. I read it, like, all night, and then I came home, it was dog sitting.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually I just kind of try to go right to bed. Couldn't do it. Had to stay awake.
That's it. You know when it's a good book.
So fucking good.
What was it called?
It's called Indian Burial Ground by an indigenous author. I forget it. Nick Medina. That's his name. And it's so good and so scary. And at first I was like, oh, slow start a little bit. No, once you really get into it, it all comes together perfectly. Like,
love that.
If anything, it was a slow start because of me. Like, I took a few breakety breaks, but it wasn't because the book was bad. And once you read it all together...
Good. I think you should read Tales from the Gas Station.
Okay, I will. Sure, why not?
There's like, I think it's like 4 books.
Okay,
I'll read. I read the first one, and it's... I like the way that it's written. I don't know if you will.
Okay.
But it's... Well, it's not smut. It's a normal book. Well, I don't want to say normal. It's not a romance at all. It's not anything porn like that. It has, like, I wouldn't say horror, but it's, like, supernatural.
Okay.
And I was really digging it. And I already downloaded the second one.
I love that. Let's see.
Oh, yeah. 2003.
Some books that came out in 2003. I'm trying to see. Oh, we need to talk about Kevin. That's a book. It's a weird book.
Kevin?
Yeah, it's, I guess, I've never read
the book. Is it about a guy named Kevin?
It actually is.
Whoa.
I know. I've never read the book, but I did see the movie, which is insane. It's basically the story of, like, a kid who becomes a school shooter, and it's, like, from the perspective of his mom, kind of.
Oh,
and
shit.
And his mom never really, I don't want to say never liked him, but honestly, like, never liked him. Like, they never bonded. She always was like, kid's fucking weird. And then turns out she was super right. Let's see what else. Something called The Wizard Hunters. That sounds fun. The Time Traveler's Wife.
Okay.
That's a book.
Speaking of wizards.
Yeah, Waverly Place.
No, Wicked.
Oh.
Broadway came out in 2003.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Wow. I think.
Is that the book? No, Wicked opened on Broadway in 2003.
Wow. I wonder if they knew they were going to be so popular.
I'm gonna be popular.
My mom finally watched it. We were supposed to watch it together. She did not wait for me. It's fine. I was gonna watch it for her. I'm not saying it's bad. I just had no so strong good feelings. She, not a fan.
What?
She didn't like the ending. She said she loved the rest of it. She didn't like the ending. And that kind of ruined it for her.
Because it's part 2!
She said, I know. And she's gonna watch the part 2 to see if it redeems itself. But she was like, I really hated the ending. And I'm just saying, that's what she reported back. I don't know anything about it. I wasn't there.
I want to see it again.
Yeah, well, I can watch it with you now since she went without me.
You can come over and watch it if you want.
Sure, whenever you just tell me what to do.
Yeah.
When you want me to do it.
Just tell me what to do.
One more book. The Da Vinci Code.
Ugh.
Everybody knows that one.
I've never read it.
Me neither.
Isn't that a movie too?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, I've never watched that either.
Oh, also the Devil Wears Prada book came out.
I love the movie.
Me too, I've never read the book.
I quote, if I ever feel faint, I eat a cube of cheese all the time.
Please move at a glacial pace. You know how it thrills me. I fucking love that.
Well, that's definitely a you quote.
Well, yeah, because I'm very impatient.
Chicago took home the Oscar for Best Picture.
I thought you were going to say something about sports. Chicago took home the Fuck Me Up Cup for the best hockey in the world.
Fuck Me Up Cup! Finding Nemo.
Yeah, some crazy movies, some crazy good movies came out.
Finding Nemo, Pirates of the Caribbean, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King.
School of Rock.
You know, I love School of Rock.
I love School of Rock. Love Actually.
Hmm.
Yep. Kill Bill, Volume 1.
Wow.
The Last Samurai. One of my favorite movies of all time.
Never seen it.
It's got Tom Cruise in it, and it's actually really good. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Mm. Great movie.
I only needed one.
Mystic River. It's my favorite movie of all time.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, this is the Too Fast, Too Furious.
Ugh.
Also, Holes.
Digging up them holes. Digging up them holes. A-R-M-P-I to the T.
What is that? You smelling dog? That's me.
I don't take showers and I don't brush my teeth.
All I do is dig holes, eat, and sleep. So they're making the remix. We heard?
Remix!
They're rebooting it?
Yeah, I think for like Disney Plus, right?
Yeah.
I think it's like they're kids or something.
Well, they were kids then.
Yeah, so they're adults now having kids.
Oh, like the characters' kids.
Yes.
I thought you just meant it's kids or digging holes.
Maybe not, because I've heard multiple things. Yeah. I also heard that it's going to be like gender swap, so it's like a female.
I heard that.
Cast, and they're digging holes.
Yeah.
Which you would think after the first failed attempt, they wouldn't try it again.
This is my thing.
Well, no, when I say failed attempt, I don't mean the movie. The movie was great. I loved it. It was a great movie. But like, how many times can you dig a hole? Because you already found the box.
But this is the thing. That's what I mean. Is
Stanley Yelnats was found.
Is it like before Stanley Yelnats even got there, and like a different group of students from the past? Is that what they're going for? Here's my thing. I understand a lot of people are excited, and I don't want to shit all over your parade here. I'm not excited.
I'm sick of this book.
No.
Because I remember reading Holes the book.
Me too.
And then watching the movie and thinking, wow, this is, like, very close, except for the ending.
Yeah. I mean, I put that thing down, flipped it, and reversed it. I watched the movie first and then read the book, but...
Can you believe I read the book first?
Yeah. I think you're really smart and great.
Thank you, but I didn't start reading until last year.
Ever? That's not true.
You're
telling me you never learned to read?
Exclusively, like, any assigned books,
yeah,
never read them.
Well, I know, but you could read.
I read Junie B. Jones when I was a kid.
There you go.
Or, like, and Goosebumps.
Yeah, see?
Coraline.
The hits keep coming. Mm-hmm. But no, I'm just not excited. I don't care. I'm really sick of, like, this everything has to get remade.
And it's because no one has an original idea.
No, and, like, so they're saying it, they're doing it for, like, all of us internet millennials who just thrive on nostalgia, and, like, I get that, but I don't need a new one. I just need you to keep Holes original available at all times so I can watch it whenever I want. A few things that, like, to remake are fine, or to reboot, or whatever, but not every fucking thing.
Yeah.
Not every fucking thing. Because then why am I ever, like, why are people ever going to watch the originals? They're not. I don't know. I know I sound like a big boy boomer, but like I'm getting annoyed by it.
Yeah.
Because there's so much of it recently.
I'm just annoyed that there are like very few original ideas that are coming out. Like,
yeah.
There's no original storylines. Everything's being part two or like redone or.
Yeah. And it's just like some of it is fine. Just all of it, no. New. You know, Jenna Ortega said something really good about it because they asked her about something. About, like, making a gender-swapped version of, I forget exactly what it was, but something. And she was like, yeah, no, I don't think they should do that. I think they should just make new and exciting stories centered around centered around women and women's stories. You don't just have to remake the same stuff that's already happened and throw a women's face on it.
I mean, we saw what happened with Ghostbusters.
Yeah, it's performative. It doesn't mean anything. I mean, it's a nice idea, but it's like, why can't we just continue to make new and exciting content that's based around women's stories? It's not like there are so many books that come out every fucking day.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll get off my soapbox. It's just, I saw a lot of the stuff about the Holes remake earlier today, and I was just like, I'm not excited for this. They're overdoing it.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah. Well, let's go out with songs. What do you say about that? And then we'll get into the conspiracies?
Yeah, song me up.
Okay, I'll song you up. I'll song you up real nice. So this is the Billboard Top 100. So some of these, you know.
Might have come out in 2002.
Yep. In the Club.
We All Fam. In the Club. We All Fam.
Yep. Get Busy by Sean Paul. Right There.
I like it when you're familiar with right there.
Unwell by Matchbox 20.
Correct.
I'm not crazy. I'm just a little unwell.
I'm not crazy. I'm just a little That's the lyric? Yeah. Unwell?
I think so.
Oh.
I mean, the song is called Unwell, so I don't.
I don't remember.
Bring Me to Life, Evanescence.
Oh, nice.
Wake Me Up Inside.
I Can't Wake Up.
Yep.
Save Me.
Bump, bump, bump. B2K. It goes like, turn around and let me see that sexy body go bump, bump, bump.
What?
It's a song.
I believe it.
Oh, it's featuring Diddy. That's sad. Ooh. I forgot about that. Where Is the Love by the Black Eyed Peas.
And what's sad is how, like, that has not changed.
Oh, yeah.
What's wrong with the world, mama? People feeling like ain't got no mama. I bet the whole world dig to the drama. Only attracted things that will bring us trauma. Overseas, yeah, we started trying to start terrorism, but we still got terrorism here living in the USA. The big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK.
Wow, that was really impressive.
I really like that song.
I mean, I thought I did.
Hey, thanks for listening to 30, Dirty, and Dying, the show for millennials by millennials. We get real about chronic illness, burnout, nostalgia, and why we aren't exactly thriving. If that sounds like you, join us every Thursday for new episodes. Now, back to the show.
I'm so excited for Millennial Conspiracy Theories, Volume 2, the sequel, Too Fast, Too Furious.
Two conspiracy, two theories.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyways, I want to say one thing really quick.
Okay.
I know we're not talking about the birds. One.
We're not talking. That got way too political.
It got, yeah.
It's all about politics.
I did look into it.
Mm-hmm. You saw it went to that website?
Yeah. but my favorite, I didn't go to where you said to go. I went to FAQ.
Oh, okay.
And one of them was like, what about my pet bird? And it said, if you have a pet bird, don't panic. We can talk about this more off, but I just... There were some that I could not even keep it together while I was reading those
FAQs.
It's
so good.
It was really something. Okay. Okay, I can't move.
It wasn't the Titanic that sank.
Okay. Just full behind the scenes thing right now. Before we knew exactly who was doing what, and I just started to look a little bit, I was fully prepared to throw down on this one as it...
Of it, some, a different of it
being
sinking?
Compelling. Yes. Let's just say that.
Do you have any of the stuff that you were looking at?
I'm sure I do, but I can add in as you go. But I love this conspiracy theory. It's one of my favorite rabbit holes to fall into. Mm-hmm. So go off.
Okay, so I only have like a couple like paragraphs of like information with this, so it's not going to be like a long like that. Same with all of these.
So it's not going to take 84 years.
It's been 84 years. No, it's not.
You sound like Jack Nicholson. This has been 84 years.
Anyways, okay, so the theory is that the ship that hit the iceberg was not Titanic. Right. It was the sister ship, the Olympia.
Mm-hmm. Or I thought Olympic. It was the Olympic.
Oh, whatever.
I'm pretty sure
I wrote Olympic. Olympic. I said Olympia. Olympic. All in a ploy to collect the company's insurance.
Yep. I've heard these things. We're all on the same track.
So the official version says that they hit an iceberg and the ship sank. So the iceberg grazed the ship, causing a 120-meter-long breach in the hull, flooding the holds and then every compartment of the ship. Yet, experts say underwater ice from an iceberg could not cause a crack of that size in a 2.5-centimeter double-plank steel hull that was the Titanic structure.
Wow.
Apparently...
Ooh.
Apparently...
Tea.
The Olympic had a collision with an English ship, and not being insured could not be repaired.
Right. Now, the Olympic was also owned by White Star Lines,
correct.
Right?
Also, fun fact.
Okay.
Not part of this. White Star Lines was purchased by, Carnival Cruise. So.
The Titanic Volume 2.
Carnival.
This time it's personal.
Anyways.
Not on that iceberg. Go on.
So, anyways. So the Olympic had a previous collision.
Right.
Which means it would have already been damaged.
Yeah.
And also, the propeller that was found said Olympic on it.
No shit. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, and this is the crazy stuff that I've never heard before.
Okay.
So, apparently, there were 7 iceberg warnings issued earlier that day.
Oh.
So, why didn't the ship's captain, a sailor for 25 years, not change course, knowing that there's an issue?
Yeah, what the fuck?
The Titanic's radio was also switched off minutes before the collision, missing an iceberg warning.
None of this was in the film.
None of this. It was just all about Rose and Jack fucking in that car.
Maybe if you wouldn't have been banging the whole time. Also, just really quick, Rose is the villain. We know this, right?
I would have just stayed with him for money.
This is, no, not even that.
Oh.
Not even that.
It's money and status is so important.
Somebody wrote this whole thing about it on the internet the other day, and I fully agree. First of all, she had that fucking necklace. The whole Coast Guard is looking for the necklace. It's worth bajillions of dollars. Her granddaughter is, like, struggling to continue to care for her in her 8,000 years old age. And she has $1 billion around her neck, and she won't tell anybody. Even though she's out on this boat and they've all got all the sonar equipment trying to find this stupid necklace that she has. And also, she's gonna spend eternity with, I understand it's Leonardo DiCaprio, but you fucked him once. She was married for like 1 billion years. What about her husband? Poor fucking sap. Rose Dawson is a major bitch. And I'm saying it right now.
But also, like, would not save myself for a man I just met. Fuck him.
No, I would totally do that.
I would have gotten on that life, like that, what's it called?
Lifeboat.
I almost said life ship. I would have gotten on the lifeboat, and if I saw the guy I, like, had sex with, like, 2 hours early, I'd be like,
I thought you meant, when you said save yourself, I thought you meant you wouldn't have, like, saved your virginity from the guy.
Oh, to... yeah.
But then also, I agree with you. Fuck him. Get on the boat.
Yeah. Why would I? I would not jump off. I'd be like, that was a good 3 minutes.
Thanks. Yeah. Bye. And she does.
Yeah.
She fucking kills him. She murders him in the ocean, and then she murders her husband's dead spirit years later when she chooses to be with that fucking kid and not the guy that she, like, was married to for 1 billion years and had a bunch of kids with. And she kept the necklace the whole time. Shut up! I hate her so much. Go on.
Anyways. Oh yeah, so the Titanic radio was switched off before the collision, missing another iceberg warning from a ship 40 minutes before the Titanic crashed.
Got it.
Also, the SOS flares are red, but they used white ones, which symbolizes a celebration.
SOS, please. Someone.
So, like, imagine, like, you're putting off these, like, flares, and you see a white one, they're like, oh, it's just a celebration. It's like fireworks. Like, it's not, like, why would I go to that?
Maybe you're a firework. Come on, let your colors burst.
And also, this is my last fact.
Hit me.
5 days after the Titanic left, Titanic in quotes,
yeah,
another ship of similar dimensions and belonging to the same owner, J.P. Morgan, left loaded with blankets and jumpers and remained anchored close to the scene of the disaster.
Okay. Where was that prepared energy 36 hours ago?
So I'm thinking that they had planned
to
sink the ship, but that's why they used Olympic, because it was already fucked up.
Hey, I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, I don't know anything, but I wouldn't doubt it. I don't think I had anything different. I read that there were, like, several power players, like, the billionaires of today, who just, like, inexplicably decided, like, oh, no, never mind, I'm not going on the boat.
Yeah.
I, like, let the very last second, which, you know, could be a coincidence, but also it's interesting because maybe it wasn't.
Maybe it was a coincidence.
Yeah, I think most of the stuff I found and have heard over the years was pretty much the same as everything you talked about. I think it's interesting, and there's so much lore around the Titanic that I think it is particularly interesting for us because, like, you know, we all love that movie. And it just all feels weird. Yeah. The whole thing feels weird.
I'm pretty sure, and they made a movie called Britannic. Did you remember that?
No. I do remember there was an SNL sketch a couple years ago where Bowen Yang was the iceberg. And he was like, he comes on and they start asking him, it's like Weekend Update, you know, the news section. And they start asking him questions about the sinking. And he's like, no, my agent was very clear. I am not here to talk about the sinking. And then they're like, well, what else would you want to talk about? He's like, I'm here to promote my album. And then they finally get him to talk about it. And he's like, okay, you came to where I live and you hit me. And then he says, like, and I turn around, half my ass is gone. And I say, I'm sorry, which is insane. And he's like, and it didn't say that they iceberged it to death. They drowned, bitch. That's the water. And but my favorite part of the whole sketch is he goes, they like finally let him talk about his album. It's called Music. And he goes, it's 12 tracks, no skips, swear to God. And that's just my favorite part of the whole
thing. He's so funny.
He's fucking hilarious. But that iceberg sketch, please look it up if you haven't seen it. It is 10 out of 10. That's the real star of the Titanic.
The iceberg.
Bo and Yang is the iceberg specifically. I mean, the iceberg is definitely the star. I mean, the villain. Maybe.
Sure.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
Maybe.
Well, obviously, Rose is the villain.
In the movie, yeah.
What's the last name? Dwipicator? Isn't that her last name? Dwipicator?
I don't think it's... I think you're close, but I don't quite think we're right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Like, Dwipicator?
Is Jack Dawson, and then she goes by the name Dawson. DeWitt?
DeWitt.
Bucator.
Bucator.
Bucator. Bucator.
Yeah.
Okay, but you were like, Dwipicator. You said it all together. But yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
All right, hit me with another one.
All right, another one.
Another one.
Prince Charles is a vampire.
Go on.
Okay, so let's first talk about who Dracula is.
I'm always ready to do that.
In 1448, Vlad III.
Really quick, fun fact, my cat is named Vlad, and he is named after Vlad the Impaler.
Which is what we're talking about.
Yes, I just want to make that clear.
Which he's not named after is Putin. A familial link to Charles.
Whoa, what?
Yes, they are related. And I will get into that.
I'm about to blow my mind. Go off!
Okay.
I'm so ready.
Okay, so Vlad III claimed the throne of the Romanian Empire.
Yes.
His legacy sprouted from his insanely cruel treatment of his enemies. He was known for literally impaling his rivals on stakes in the ground and leaving them to die, earning the name Vlad the Impaler.
Yep, or also my cat, Vlabby.
Vlabby. Scholars claim that Bram Stoker, the author of Dracula, used Vlad the Impaler as inspiration for his character.
Absolutely.
As Count Dracula, the blood-sucking, garlic-hating, cross-fearing vampire.
Hot guy.
In 1998, Prince Charles learned that through his great-grandmother, he is a blood-related relative of Vlad the Impaler.
Blood, but
Just wait. His Romanian roots actually make him out to be Vlad's great-grandson 16 times removed. Charles is actually quite fond of his lineage and promotes Transylvania as a tourist destination. He even receives the honorary title of Prince of Transylvania, claiming Transylvania is in his blood.
Yeah, he needs to calm down. He also needs to stop. You know what? I'm going to save that for a minute. Keep going.
Okay, so Porphyria, I think that's how to pronounce it, is a disorder that runs rampant through the royal family.
Okay.
So it's the sickness is described as a form of serious iron deficiency that is nicknamed the vampire disease.
Oh, sick.
Individuals who suffer from porphyria have an extreme sensitivity to sunlight to the point that they get blisters on their skin.
Oh, yeah, I think I have this.
Oh, okay.
I think I developed it a few years ago. I have a dermatology appointment next month, so I'm going to find out for sure-sies.
Cool.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. So, like, with all of those things, the fact that he is literally linked to Count Dracula.
Yeah.
And he has this disorder.
Yeah.
I'm putting it in air quotes. Is he saying that he has porphyria as a cover for being a vampire?
I mean, I have not many good things to say about him, R.I.P. Diana.
Can vampires just, like, say, oh no, I have porphyria?
I guess you could.
And then suck your blood!
What did Edward say? They, what did Twilight, what did they say they had? Something?
I repressed that memory.
I just watched it the other day.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, we did it on purpose. We wanted to ring in the new year.
The wrong way.
Hell yeah. No, I don't know. Some vampires in vampire lore, like when they live amongst humans, they do often say that they have illnesses mm-hmm. and things and as a cover.
Right.
You know? Like, oh, I can't go outside because my psoriasis is so fucking nuts. And it's like, no, I just want to eat you.
I just want to eat you.
I just want to eat
you. That's why they like all, it's like the whole family is like, you know how close they are.
Yeah.
I think that's why, because they're all vampires. And specifically, Charles.
Maybe. Hey, maybe. The blood, if he's really about blood and he's got, he likes to talk about blood a lot. It's everything's in his blood. You know, he had this phone call get leaked back in the day when he was still married to Diana. Mm-hmm. I think they were separated, but they were married. And he had a phone call get linked with him and Camilla, who was, where he said he wanted to be her Tampax, her tampon, so it could be up in her. So we know he's a fan of blood and wants to soak it all up, you know, at all times.
Apparently that blood play is a thing.
I don't want to talk about this. I like that one about King Chuck.
Did I only have three? I thought I had four.
Well, you told me the birds, but then we mixed birds.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
So hit me with another.
Okay, so this is where I found scholarly articles.
Oh, shit.
That Earth has been sucked into a black hole.
I want it because I've not heard this. I'm not familiar with this.
Okay, so let's a little science lesson here, guys. What is a black hole?
I'm not going
to put your listening ears on, guys. Miss Frizzle's here to teach you science.
They're right here.
All right. So what is a black hole? A region of space having a gravitational field so intense that no matter or radiation can escape. They are theoretically formed when a massive star exhausts its nuclear fuel and collapses under its own gravity. If the star is massive enough, no known force can counteract the increasing gravity, and it will collapse to a point of infinite density. Before this stage is reached, light itself becomes trapped within a certain radius known as the event horizon, and the object becomes invisible.
Invisible. Okay.
All right. Since black holes form from the death of massive stars, the theory is that Earth was formed inside of one, the Big Bang.
Is this why we're so sad?
Well, maybe.
Anyways, go ahead.
So the Big Bang. It has been suggested that the Big Bang is a black hole opening into another universe. The matter absorbed by this black hole is what started our universe, and our universe is constantly growing due to the more cosmic material being absorbed.
Okay.
Another theory of Earth residing in a black hole is due to the collapse of a five-dimensional star. According to gravitational physics, we would be in a smaller dimension surrounded by a larger dimension with a larger five-dimensional star collapsing into a black hole in which we reside. I think that goes with, like, the whole different dimension situation.
Yeah.
A PhD astrophysicist exclaims, in quotes, remarkably, the Schwarzschild, Schwarzschild radius of a black hole with the mass of all the matter in the observable universe is almost exactly equal to the observed size of the visible universe.
Oh.
That realization on its own seems like a remarkable coincidence. Most cosmetologists.
Most cosmologists
conclude that using the same set of equations for the interior of a black hole and the evolution of our universe is coincidentally the same answer.
Oh, shit.
So, there's a side conspiracy.
Okay.
There are black holes on Earth.
Right.
So, and this conspiracy goes along with, like, Bigfoot and those types of things.
Cryptids!
So, and why they're so hard to find is because they will disappear in a black hole and reappear in a white hole, which is opposite of black hole. So they just, like, kind of pop in and out.
So they, like, apparate.
Yeah.
Like in Harry Potter.
Sure.
So that's why Mothman is so sneaky.
Yes.
Okay. See, now you're speaking my language. Talking about cryptids and shit. I like that kind of conspiracy shit.
Yeah.
I gotta be real with you, Courtney. This is not what I was expecting.
Oh.
I was hoping it was gonna be like, we're in a black hole and Avril Lavigne's in the other one.
Well, that could go with the dimensions.
Okay.
I didn't go that into detail, but if we're talking dimensions here and, like, the black hole and then separate dimensions, like, we started in one, right? Maybe we're, like, filtering in and out, like it's a black hole-white hole situation.
Well, maybe that could be what the Mandela effect
could be.
Which is the only thing that I came prepared to discuss.
Okay.
Just like last time. I am a big, I don't know if I would say believer, but I have a lot to say and think about the Mandela effect.
The Berenstain Bears pisses me off the most.
Yeah, I have a lot to piss me off. We talked about several last season, or last time we did this in the first season, so please go back and listen to that episode. But I did find some other ones that I wanted to discuss, and maybe this could be about, like, this black hole thing and the dimensions, because that is a theory, right? That the Mandela effect is because we are in different
dimensions
or different, what's that? What do they call that? Multiverse, the multiverse thing. Or it could be a side effect of time travel, which, you know, maybe.
For people listening, if you wanted to read that article, it's by Duquesne University. It was like an article that someone wrote at Duquesne.
Okay. Good to know.
It was written in 2021 by S.B. Jackson. Did Earth make its home in a black hole?
Okay, so that if you want to find out more. Okay, so one that I definitely wanted to talk about was Pikachu.
Yes.
Pikachu, many of us remember his little tail.
Yep.
And there being the end of the tail.
Black.
Black.
Yep.
No.
You're a liar.
It's apparently never had the black tip.
It's always had the black tip.
I believe
you dressed up as Pikachu. You should know.
I know. I swear to God. Listen, I was a big Pokemon bitch as a kid. I loved Pokemon, and I dressed up as Pikachu, but I had a Pikachu toy, like a stuffed one, and I vividly remember that it had the black, like, square on the end of the tail.
Yeah.
But now they're trying to tell us that it does not. I'm going to show you a picture, and it's wrong.
It's wrong.
It's wrong. So this is what we remember, right?
Right.
With the black. That's what it really is, apparently.
They changed it. They're fucking with us.
They changed it. That's not real. But why are they doing this to us?
You know what I should do?
What?
I should get out my Pokemon cards.
Yes.
And I should see, because OG 90s Pokemon cards is what I have.
Yes, you should. I have a few, but if you can find them easier, you should.
Yeah.
But I wish I could find that toy that I'm talking about, because I remember it. Like, you squeezed it said, Pika Pika. And like,
Pika Pika.
I'm telling you, it had the black thing on the end. And I hate that they're lying to us. It's so stupid. Jesus Christ.
I'm going into my Pokemon Go real quick and see if I have a Pikachu and just, like, double check.
It's not gonna be there. It's not gonna be there. It's not so there. It's so stupid. It's stupid. I'm telling you, if you agree with me that Pikachu had the black end of his tail, then I need you to throw up all your hands and all your comments, and I don't know. We need to do something about this, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the one from The Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
Apparently, let me ask you first. Do you remember what the Wicked Witch says when she sends her flying monkeys after Dorothy?
No.
Do you remember her saying, "Fly, my pretties, fly"?
Possibly.
Okay. Well, a lot of people remember that.
Okay.
But apparently, that's not what happened. Apparently, she just shouts, "Fly, fly, fly."
I think I remember my pretties.
I feel like I do too! I mean, I don't know if maybe she called them that at some other point, but...
Maybe. Maybe we're just mixing two things that she has said.
Maybe, but...
I don't know. I feel like Elphaba wouldn't say that.
Okay, this is the one that I really want to talk about that is very close to all of us 90s kids' hearts, I think.
Okay.
So there's a theory that there was a film called Shazam that starred Sinbad, the comedian, as a genie, right?
Right.
Apparently,
that didn't exist.
That doesn't fucking exist.
Uh-huh.
And I want to file some sort of lawsuit over this, because it did. I remember this movie. And everybody's go-to excuse is that, oh no, you're thinking of the movie Kazam with Shaquille O'Neal playing a genie. Yes, I remember that movie. I also remember the one with Sinbad. And so does a lot of other people.
Hmm.
What the fuck? Do you remember this?
No.
Have you heard this before, though?
I have heard this before, yes. Okay. But I never watched that movie.
I'm telling you, I know I watched it.
I also never watched the one with Shaquille O'Neal.
I watched them both. So, several people can attest. This is from Good Housekeeping, by the way.
Does anyone, like, have the original VHS?
I don't know. I've tried to look into it, and, like, it's so hard to tell on the internet because a lot of things get photoshopped. Like, a lot of people thought they busted Fruit of the Loom because of the cornucopia, because they were like, well, what about this old tag that I have from 1999 and it has the cornucopia? It was Photoshop. So, I don't know. Anyways, this says, several people can attest that they distinctly remember seeing the comedian in a movie called Shazam. Many say they're confusing it with Kazam, but who really knows? But, like, I remember that movie, and I just want to understand, I just want to know why we're all being lied to.
The only movie I remember with Sinbad is Jingle All the Way.
That makes perfect sense for you. Okay, this is one I actually did not know.
Okay.
I've never heard this before, but then once I looked into it, you remember the music video, Oops, I Did It Again?
Yes.
By Britney Spears, duh. Queen.
Mm-hmm.
You remember when she has, like, the red, jumpsuit thingy on?
Yes.
Is she wearing a little headset?
Yes.
No, she isn't.
Yes, she is.
No, she isn't. Another Mandela effect has to do with Britney Spears. Many can distinctly remember Britney wearing a microphone headset in the video. Her doll that has the, like, they made
it a Barbie has a headset.
Doll. Yeah, it has the headset, but she never wore one in the music video.
She did.
And I went back and watched it, and she doesn't now.
They can edit it!
I think they did.
You can edit it.
I think they did. But, like, why would they sell the doll with the headset?
Right.
And if she wasn't wearing a headset. Video, like, what's the point of that? And everybody wore those headsets in the 90s and the early 2000s. Like, that was a commonplace thing to wear.
Correct.
So, what?
She wore a headset.
I think so, too.
They're fucking with us.
That one really pissed me off. Almost as much as the Febreze one picks me.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, this is the last one. Kay. This is the last one that I wanted to really talk about that mm-hmm. we didn't get to last time. Okay. Do you remember the Queen song, We Are the Champions?
Yes.
Right?
We are the champions, my friends.
Yeah. So at the end of the song.
Keep on fighting to the end.
I can just wait for you to get to the end of the song. Keep going.
We are the champions. We are the champions. No time for losers, as we are the champions of the world.
Yeah. Everybody, if you sing this song anywhere, karaoke, in like a bar setting, whatever, people say, of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, that didn't happen.
I want someone to give me the OG CD.
Yeah. Well, we used to have, I swear to God, and I mean, I might not, we had a DVD set that I think one of my aunts, like, got my dad as a gift one year of one of Queen's, like, biggest concerts ever, because my dad was a big Queen fan, and I swear to God, I remember watching that footage of the concert, you know, back in, like, the early 80s, maybe, and him singing We Are the Champions, and it ending with everyone saying, of the world. I bet, if the timeline shifts are real, I bet that if I found that DVD somehow and watched it again, it would be gone now. But I'm telling you it was there. And my best compelling, not proof, but kind of proof, is, do you remember that carpool karaoke thing that was really popular with what's-his-face? Corden?
James yeah.
Corden? So he had an episode of... And it's, like, Gwen Stefani and, like, I don't know, George Clooney and, like, Julia Roberts. It's a real mishmash of people.
Okay.
All different ages, all different whatever. And they're singing We Are the Champions. And they all go together of the world in the car. But the tape has, or not the tape, the song has cut off. And they're like, wait a minute, what? What the heck? I thought it was, it's happening in real time. Professional musicians, even.
Oh, man, I wish he was alive.
To tell us.
Well, isn't the rest of the, are all of the lot, band members yeah. dead?
No, they're, like, all alive. Except
then why
for
can't they say anything?
I don't know. Come out and tell us. You know who should tell us? Adam Lambert. Because he's the new singer for Queen.
Yeah.
And he works directly with the original band, and I'm sure he's seen the archival footage.
Adam Lambert, if you are listening to this.
You have a moral responsibility to tell us that we're right. And if somehow we're all wrong, please keep that to yourself. I don't want to know.
Might be why they haven't spoken up.
But yeah, those are some new Mandela effects.
But the end of that song doesn't even make sense without Of the World.
Yeah,
it just fucking ends.
Yeah, he's just, we are the champions.
Na da 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 da, because we are the champions.
End of song. I don't think so. I don't think so.
Bullshit!
I told you! It feels wrong!
It's wrong!
It's wrong! I'm telling you, it's wrong. It's wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong. It's wrong.
It's wrong!
I want to go back to the timeline. I want to slither back into a black hole where Pikachu has the right tail. We can sing of the world. There's a cornucopia and Fruit of the Loom. Febreze is fucking correct. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of this shit. I'm sick of being lied to.
Huh, this is official video. Because look how old this video is.
I know.
This is OG.
I know.
What do you mean? What do you mean? You just ruined my life.
I didn't do it.
You did, because I didn't even know.
It was the Mandela effect. Ruining lives once again.
I found this. This is a live concert that someone filmed in whatever he's...
Does it say what year it is?
No, this was uploaded 7 years ago.
Okay, I don't know if in the caption. And that's Freddie Mercury.
Okay, and he said of the world!
So they're saying, I guess, that the Mandela effect is that that was never in the recording. Why would you just ad-lib that once and never do it again, but the rest of us know that? Come the fuck on!
Maybe they didn't do it in the recording, but then he just, like, got so, like, into it, like, every time on stage he did it.
Yeah, but don't try to tell us that we're lied, that we're just lying to ourselves.
So it's not a Mandela effect, he really did sing that.
Yes, he did, we just proved everybody wrong.
Ha! Suck it!
Yeah, a lot of people even remember it being on their... like, on the CDs, on their tapes of it, as saying of the world. But there are several instances, just like the one we found, where Freddie Mercury did it live. So, I just have a hard time believing that he would only do it live and that it was, like, never a real part of the song.
If anyone has an old, like, album...
Yeah.
Please.
Hit us up.
Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you.
Flip that.
And reverse it.
Yep. Well, we hope you guys have enjoyed this season premiere. Again, bringing back a fave. This is the season of bringing back our faves. And millennial conspiracy theories.
That's my fave. I don't know about you guys.
We get passionate. We love the stuff. So if you want to hear us do this again, maybe we won't wait 6 seasons next time. And tell us which ones you totally believe, which ones you're like, you guys are idiots, absolutely not. Which ones we missed. Which Mandela effects piss you off the most?
Right now, well, obviously I fixed it. But Pikachu, I think, is the second thing that
it makes me really
when
mad.
When I get home, I'm going to try and find my Pokemon cards. Yeah.
All right. Well, stay tuned. One more reason to keep listening all season long. We are back, baby.
Back, baby.
Hell yeah. And we got a lot of exciting stuff. I'm Clarissa.
I'm Courtney.
And we're going to peace on out of here. That's no conspiracy theory that we'll be back next week.
Yep, you'll on 30 Thursdays.
30 Thursday.
Okay, bye!